We are on the air today. You guys, we are in Philadelphia. What is it, Kimberly? The what?
City of Brotherly Love.
If you guys have ever seen Trading Places, you gotta hear them say that. So will you be going to the City of Brotherly Love? Okay, so I forgot to hook up the microphone, so if it sounds windy, it's my fault. Ashley,
we're having some technical difficulties.
Ashley's not on top of her job right now.
Technical difficulties, but we'll be right
so
back with you.
All you men with beards, you awesome, attractive men with beards, give me a minute.
Philly cheesesteak eaters like me. It was good too.
Philly. Oh yeah. So we have to talk about that too.
We always have food. Yeah.
We have to talk about what we're eating and where we are. And okay. Hold on. Okay. So we are in, let's turn it all the way up. Okay. So all right, the microphone is in. We are outside. You see it. I don't know. We're probably kind of loud because we're right in front of it. So first of all, ooh, look at him. His little pants.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just saw a man with a beard. Okay.
I don't even see a beard.
I saw a beard. Unless that's a mask.
That's a mask.
Dang. Oh, but he looks good in those little pants, though.
Oh, he does.
I think he does. I like his little, his death. Yeah.
No.
His backside.
It's not me. It's not me. It's not Thimberly. I'm just here observing, enjoying the sunlight. And happy
so
to be outside.
We're trying to get our
to be alive.
We're trying to get our vitamin D. And so anyway, we are here in Philadelphia. We're like right across the street from the Rocky statue.
What's the street? It's called Spring Garden.
The street
runs Spring Garden.
Is it? No, I thought it was Spring Garden. No, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, right?
Not. I don't know that.
Oh, this is Anne of. I can't even see the. Well, Hannah Court.
Anna de
Hannah Court. Hannah Court. I don't know. We're out here. We're by the What is it?
We're in Central Philly.
Central Philly, but we're by a whole bunch of museums. And we're sitting in a bunch of grass.
We like it here.
And
at least I do.
I am going to sneeze.
City of Brotherly Love. And we got Philly cheesesteaks. And we're sipping on a little pineapple. It's
pineapple
sparkling water.
Yes, pineapple
with
sparkling.
A little something else.
Right. With a little something
a mystery mixture
that takes the edge off.
Rhymes with anguilla.
Right.
Yeah, rhymes with anguilla.
Anguilla.
Mixed with got a little lot twist of lime and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
We got a Philly cheesesteak from our new favorite place.
Our new favorite place, and it's called
Tony Luke's.
Tony Luke's.
Yeah.
And that's on Oregon Road or something like that. I don't know. It's under a bridge.
They're not paying us for that yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're not paying us for that, but, you know, this is our second time going.
Yeah, and they're always very nice.
They're very nice.
Service is good and it's clean.
The girl was nice to me because I didn't know what to order the first time we went. I was like, I'm sorry, it's my first time. And she was just like, it's okay. So,
So now we're Philly cheesesteak pros.
What else did you get with yours?
Oh, so I got some sweet potato, like waffle cut sweet potato fries. One of the few things I can eat now. Probably, yeah, I can have that. But yeah, it was delicious. It was just delicious. Maybe I was hungry. This is my first meal of the day, besides some random stray popcorn.
The first meal of the day.
No, I had an egg. I had one boiled egg.
One boiled egg.
I need a one boiled egg.
One boiled egg. Where the hobbit's at? Okay.
One boiled egg and
so
a little bit of
popcorn. We're trying not to be too loud and how can I put this professionally? We're trying to be professional while we're sitting on the grass and bugs are flying in my face right now.
There's like, I have not seen
I'm feeling bugs flying on my face.
And why you got that jacket on? take the jacket off.
Because I don't, my boobies are going to start popping out.
Well, you got a halter top on. What you think they're going to do?
Okay, so.
Yeah, they're going to do something.
Anyway, we're here.
For real, you're not hot, though?
We're under the shade.
Okay.
And plus, I didn't put any sunblock on my shoulders.
We're in the shade. Just like you said, we're in a, under a shade tree.
So,
there's
yeah.
No sun. There's no risk of burning. No risk of
bleeding. Oh, yeah, huh?
I'm just.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Okay, so this is whatever kind of motorcycle passes by. I like cruisers myself. I'm a licensed rider, by the way. Yeah. I was in a motorcycle club and everything in Ohio. Ohio, Columbus. Ohio. Send a shout out to Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, anyway, what's going on in Philly? So, when we were driving up, we saw some stuff that looked like it was on fire or something, yeah. Or we just saw like a whole bunch of black smoke. We don't know if anything was on fire, but it looked like it. And there were some cops and everything, and people were protesting. And so now we're sitting in the grass by the Rocky statue, and people are walking by with their signs and everything. And so we saw like a motorcade of police. Like we saw some police going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Over, so we don't know if it's like shifted, if they're walking down this way, we don't know, but
we heard them talking.
Yeah, we heard
had to
them.
Be like a lot of people. We had like a crowd, you yeah. know, everybody was cheering, and you know, we heard them chanting their protest sayings. We were too far away to hear exactly what they were saying,
but we heard their voices.
Yeah, we heard it from a distance. It sounded like a big crowd. So I hope everything was positive and peaceful.
Hey, Standish. You know, this computer screen is so dark, I didn't even see you there. Okay. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. So people, you know, they're protesting. To me, they're still being safe. They're still wearing their masks and everything. I don't know what they're talking about on the news when they're like, they're standing shoulder to shoulder. There's no mask. I mean, everybody's here is like pretty much protected
and social distancing.
Yeah, I mean they're respecting each other, so we don't see any issues with that. But we see a lot of people bike riding and everything, and they, you know, we're in Philadelphia, so yeah. So why do you like it out here?
Oh, I like it because it seems like everybody is very friendly and
the city of brotherly love.
Just a little bit of a different vibe than where I'm currently living. So I like it. I like it's pleasant. Looks like everybody's trying to be healthy. This is like a lot of fun to be had here, you know?
Yeah.
Small city, big city, small field kind of.
And for those men with beards that live in Philadelphia, holler. Just saying, you know, say hi and you know, shoot me an email so we can, you know, have a tour of the city and yeah.
Okay.
And perhaps hang out but still do social distancing.
Okay.
At the same time, yeah, if that's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we had a delicious Philly cheesesteak. Did we talk about that already?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm trying to shift.
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on, why the people are protesting.
Oh, you go ahead and start us off with that.
Okay, well, let me start you off with that. So the people are protesting because George Floyd, right? Mm-hmm. He was placed in not a chokehold, but an officer put a knee on his neck.
And you know that nobody can breathe if you put a knee on somebody's neck.
And so the poor gentleman, he passed away. And so there weren't any arrests made or anything at that time. But the last time I checked the news, they said that the guy who had the knee on the neck was arrested.
Officer.
Yeah, the officer. He was arrested and charged with the murder. I don't know, like, but they haven't had the court date or anything set. So don't quote me on that. So just keep following the news.
Right.
But so the people of the city, they have been protesting.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. And so the thing that gets me is, you know, I was talking about this with Mr. Sippy, And we're like, why is it that all these people are burning down their communities and stuff? Like, you know, we understand that they're upset and everything. You know, if I was there, I'd be marching with them. But then on today on AM Joy, an attorney general or some man, he got on and said that there were some people that had infiltrated the protest and they were like causing the trouble and starting, you know, to throw things through the windows to make it appear as if it were the protesters. Not saying that all the protesters are innocent, you know, some, you know, hey, if there's a Target door open, well, I'm going to go get some hand sanitizer, you know.
Or TV.
Or TV. But mainly hand sanitizer and toilet paper because, you know, we can't find that anymore. So anyway, so that's what he's calling into an investigation to find out who those people are, because there was another protest when another African-American male was killed by police officers. And they said that the white supremacist group or something had planned to like burn down the black neighborhoods or something. Wow. You know, like it was like an organized thing. So, I mean, I've always wondered, like, who was the first person that threw the stone through the window, the brick or whatever? Like, were they really with that group? Because it only takes one person. You guys, if you're a teacher and you're out there and you know that you have a bad class, the whole class will feed off that one bad student. And once that bad student is ejected from the classroom, it's pretty much quiet. So, you know, I would really, right, I would really like to find out who that person is too. And also, I was watching this thing a long time ago, and somebody was saying, like, when they were marching, even in the 60s, they there were people that were with them that they didn't know who they were, and they were causing trouble. They're like, no, brother, don't do that, you know, because it's the 60s, so,
right.
You know, they talk to them like that. But I just wonder, like, are these people being paid to do that? Because people will do anything for money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what's going on. That's pretty much why people are out and they're protesting and, you know, they're honking their horns, because I think they're honking their horns for justice. You know, not just for the gentleman that passed away, but for the other people that have been murdered, you know, some even in their own home.
Yeah.
But my thing is the female cop that shot the young man in his apartment.
In his own house.
But she was charged and she was sent to jail. But why aren't the men being charged and sent to jail?
Very true.
You know, like, okay, I know it's the Her Too movement, so she has to get the charges just like the man does. Right. But what's going on? None of these guys are going to jail. You know, not even that Zimmerman dude. You know? Yeah. So, I mean, he's trying to sue people. So, I don't know. This world is just getting out of hand. Yep. It's the FCC.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my comments to myself on him.
Yes, she is. We apologize for anything that's offensive.
I didn't offend, but I thought offensively.
You thought it.
I was thinking it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. I'm thinking it.
Don't say it.
Okay, I was thinking it.
Oh my gosh, don't say it, okay?
Tiffany and Brittany.
That's their name?
Yep.
Okay. So, okay, so I'm Brittany.
Yeah, because you're A and B is close together.
Oh, wow, okay. So, is there a bug on my... Oh, that's my mask.
There's no... You guys, people listening, tuning in, our listeners, please, there's no bugs on here. There's just birds.
There's just birds, no bugs.
A random gnat will fly by every now and then. Otherwise,
okay, I'm not. I have to admit, I'm not really a nature person, but I do love to go camping.
I love nature.
I don't even know how that makes sense, but that's the truth.
You like to glamp. You want to glamp.
What is that?
Glamorous glam camping. Glamping.
So you as long as there's a tent and a cot. And a cooler.
Where glamping is like.
And a compost toilet and like a portable shower, then
you're asking for a lot.
No, I'm not. I've done that before.
Yeah, well, a lot.
So
portable compost shower, really? Compost shower.
Anyway, Thimberly shared with me compost this thing shower. Off of YouTube, by a gentleman that said that some men enjoyed being chased by a woman. So Thimberly, can you fill us in on that?
Do you think she got the surgery? Nah.
Come on, fill us in on that.
Okay, so it was just this guy that I'm subscribed to, and he was just stating that, you know, these new age, as the gentleman called them, new age men, are comfortable with women pursuing them. They're, you know, my sister and I go back and forth on this. I am a person that is, I like traditional roles. I like for my man to be masculine. I like for my man to be the man. That doesn't mean I'm serving him on my hands and knees and I'm doing everything in the house. But I want him to, you know, stand tall and be the man in the situations that I need him to be. You know what I mean? And I do not like to be necessarily all of the time be the aggressor or pursuing him. I don't pursue a man. Every guy I've ever talked to that I've had a long-term relationship with, they have been the ones to pursue me. And it will continue to be that way. You know what I mean? Because I just believe, that's just my belief, that if a man pursues you, you know, as the woman, you're the prize, you know. The man should pursue you. Men are hunters by nature, and they enjoy the thrill of the chase.
Dude,
so
are they?
They're supposed to be. So, you know, if he was just stating that a lot of new age men these days are very comfortable with women chasing them and doing for them and giving them money and giving them, you know, giving them a place to live. And you know, and he was stating that they are conditioned to be this way because they have grown up fatherless and they have not, as he said, and I will quote, they didn't have any positive male energy to feed on while they were growing and developing. So, you know, basically that's what the gentleman was saying. It was very profound. The words he was saying were very profound and very true at the same time, because I have noticed that in a lot of men that I've encountered. So yeah. That's what it was about.
Yeah. So I mean, how true do you think that is? Do you see that in some men today?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was choking on my anguilla, air quote anguilla.
Anguilla. So, I mean, because I see that when, you know, being in the field of education, I see a lot of young boys, teenagers, that like hit on girls and stuff, and the girls think it's cute, and they think that's a way of them being shown affection, and you know, like the guy, they always say, oh yeah, she's gonna buy me this or she's gonna get that for me. Like, at being a guy, would you even feel like a man if a woman did that for you?
It's your birthday, or you know, some Father's Day, or
you know, just to be special, like just do something special.
But just on the regular, I'm not about to be out there I'm not going to do that. I like for my man to be the man. Be the man. You want to walk around here banging your chest like King Kong, I'm the man of the house, so be the doggone man. And I think we as women give men too much leeway. We don't allow them to be the man. We don't let them be the man. No, you.
So how don't we allow them to be the man?
We're doing everything for them and not holding them accountable, you know, when they don't do what they're supposed to do. And doing their job, you know,
because
mean?
I guarantee they're going to hold us accountable for any little thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
We are expected to perform at full capacity, no matter what. If we're sick, if we're unhappy, whatever, we're going to be expected to perform
and then look fabulous. And look fabulous while doing it.
Right. So. I mean, it does go both ways. So do you think that that's something that a father can teach?
Other men, young men? Oh, absolutely. Because there's just, and I always tell my sister this, There are things that, and I heard Steve Harvey say this, there are things that men, that only men know. We women are very strong, and we can do so many great, wonderful, and powerful things, but we can't teach a boy how to be a man. We cannot usher them into manhood. We can only do the best we can do. You know what I mean? So I think it's up to the men out there to pass on their good traits and their man
positive.
Yeah, positive male energy and those things of those nature to young men. Because they need that. They need you guys. These are men, black and white. I see it in all communities. Our boys are suffering. Our boys are suffering because a lot of these men have freaking dropped the ball on fatherhood, being dads, being fathers, being what you're supposed to be. That's all. I'm not on a soapbox, but just commenting on what I see. That's all.
Oh my, they're bringing vans.
Paddy wagon.
Wow. Okay.
So we're here. They're protesting over there. We're on the other side of the park, so we really can't see what's going on. But we hear it, and there's a lot of police. Is that firefighter?
No, it's police.
There's a lot of police activity.
The paddy wagon.
The paddy wagon. There's a lot of police activity. And the helicopter keeps circling. Oh, there's the moon.
There's one. Yeah, there's a helicopter. Yes, I saw the moon when we got here. There's a helicopter over there.
Yeah, it's been circling for a minute. When I was eating my sandwich, he was like really circling. He was trying to get my feet up. Your feet rub. Oh my god. You need some motion. You gonna tear my leggings. Okay, her feet are snagging.
She's calling my feet
snagging
rough
on my leggings.
I don't like that.
Okay,
very
when you
much
get in the shower every day, get your little brush while your feet are moist. Get your little brush and just scrub it.
That's what your man is for, right?
No, not in the shower. You do that
Why
part
not
on your, because those feet, he ain't gonna wanna touch that.
He'll touch them.
He's not,
He'll touch them if he wants his favorites, he'll touch them.
He's gonna retch and vomit afterwards, though. He'll be like,
whatever. Look how pale I am.
Yeah, that's
look
that's,
at that. That's and pale. I'm brown.
Can you move this foot? I'm on the grass.
Oh, you like being on, ow!
I'm trying to lift.
Just grab my leg.
Stop.
We're sisters, okay? We're sisters.
Sisters, like double dose.
Now you name a name.
Okay.
Yeah. They're very nice. We think. We don't
they're
know.
Sisters.
They're sisters. They're twins. We're not twins. That.
We're 6 year apart twins.
Wow.
She was just incubating longer.
Right.
I came out first and got life started. And then she was still
and she
in
got
there
the party started before, yeah. You know, I came out. And then when I came out, I was like, hey, where my hobbits at?
I almost choked
she
on my
choked
anguilla
on her anguilla. Her anguilla. What's up, Bobby? Bobby! Yeah.
Bobby.
So, anyway, that's what we have to say. So now, let's talk about what's going on in the world. This is what I'm venting right now. Let me bring this a little bit closer. Can you stop touching your stomach
my
like fupa that?
Touching my fupa.
I'm not even going to comment on that. I'm not even going to comment on that.
You know what? Do you know what a fupa is?
It's a phenomenal upper pocket
area.
That's what it is.
Phenomenal.
Wait,
starts with a P.
It
though.
Starts with a P, though, right? Okay, so a frisky upper pocket.
A fortified
upper pocket area. So that's what it stands for. She's being nasty
my
right
kangaroo
now
pouch.
Yeah. Okay. All
I could
right
probably put a whole little kangaroo in there.
You probably could.
Just have him just sticking his little head out. Mommy, hi. Okay, go back in.
Yeah, you probably
I
could.
I stuffed him back down.
You stuffed him
my
in?
My little baby kangaroo. Yeah.
She stuffed him in. Okay. Okay.
I
want yeah
to be a kangaroo, mommy.
So anyway, we're moving on.
I just
so
like touching it.
So what's going on in the world? You know, I'm venting now. Don't, I want to touch your stomach. your frisky upper
fortified
upper pocket area. Yeah. Pronounced.
Fupa.
It's pronounced area.
Acronym is
Fupa. And what's the street version of that?
I can't say that.
Why not?
I got bugs on my face.
Yep, you got bugs in
it. Ain't no bug on my Fupa.
Okay, I'm not messing with her. I think the anguilla is getting to her right now. It has to be the anguilla.
Oh my god.
It's the anguilla. Like I was saying, I'm going to vent today. So, you know, we're in the age of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. COVID-19. That's COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're telling everybody, you know, to wear masks and all that stuff. So, you know, people are doing that, you know. But this is what I don't like. What I see on the news when they say that people of color have a higher rate of contracting it. You know, when I'm walking in the store, I feel like people who aren't of color, they go out of their way to get out of my way.
To be rude to you.
To be rude.
That's rude.
And I understand that we're being safe and, you know, all of that good stuff.
6 feet.
But before this, there was tuberculosis, which is still going around. There's SARS, there's MRSA, you know, there's a whole bunch of other stuff too. But because of this, and I feel like because the news has just been hounding and hounding on how this is affecting.
Ravishing.
You know, just going through.
Ravishing. Yeah.
The black community. Basically, yeah, but the people of color, not just the black community.
I heard black.
Yeah, it's black and brown now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The people of color. I mean, because there's other people of color in the United States.
Right.
So why are they just
many colors?
There are many beautiful other colors. Right. Reading rainbow, beautiful colors. You know, and I feel as if this thing is causing more of a divide, more of a racial divide. And it really irks my nerves. And again, I understand when they say, oh, you have to be safe and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll follow all of the CDC guidelines and we'll do all of that. But some people are taking it too far when they see you, like a lady that was not of color today when I was at Safeway. I'm walking and she just stopped pushing her basket. And you might say, oh, well, she was just waiting for you. No. It wasn't like that. Like, they are really going out of their way. Mr. Sippy and our two boys were walking. And they stepped off of the street, off of the sidewalk, to go around them. And the sidewalk is pretty large, where you can walk on the same sidewalk.
Without touching, with good
spacing in between. Yeah. And this has got to stop. You know, the police brutality, that's been going on forever since slavery started.
Yeah.
Since the start of this country,
right.
Police brutality has been going on. You know, and it's amazing that they haven't stopped it, because this is such a unprecedented time, as they say. But right. Now it's even stretching further than that, and they're taking it to another level.
And if I can just interject, I don't want to cut off your thought, but at this time, we're supposed to be pulling together and helping each other and getting through this pandemic. So to bring these types of things to the forefront, such as hatred and racism and being divided, now's It's never the time to do that, but especially at this time in our country, in our world, you know what I mean? We need to be as together, all races, as we can possibly you know, as we can possibly be.
Yeah. And it just, it just really hurts my heart that people will do that, will go out of their way to be
mean,
divisive, to be rude, you know? Uh-oh.
Okay, so we hear some activity.
We hear some activity.
We might have to run. We just letting y'all know.
We hear some yelling.
We might have to abandon ship for just a minute.
Well, let's go over and sing We Shall Overcome.
What's up? Did somebody hit the car?
I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm sorry. We're stopping right now. Somebody's explaining something.
I think
something.
It's a traffic.
I don't know what happened. Somebody must have hit somebody's car.
Okay, it's just it was like a traffic dispute.
Yeah, it's a traffic dispute. Let's just say it's a traffic dispute. Okay.
But it's nothing to argue about because we all got insurance.
Right?
Y'all got. Yeah, traffic.
Yeah, I think it's a traffic dispute. So the ladies are arguing with the ladies and the men are arguing with the men.
I'm calling 911.
You got a fast car.
I got a ticket to get it out of here.
Well, somebody's driving and all.
There's plenty of police around here, so it shouldn't take them but 2 seconds.
2 seconds. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're looking for parking around here. I don't know. I see like 1, 2, 3 cars. They're taking pictures of license plates now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's keep it like that. Let's keep it like that.
I don't know, but I'm just an innocent bystander. I was looking
and we're already low.
I was looking at these bees over here.
There's no bees.
There's a bee over there. You probably can't see it.
That bee is my
over there.
It's in the way.
Oh.
She hit it.
I hit her.
Hit my kangaroo pouch.
I hit her fupa.
My kangaroo pouch.
Oh my gosh. That's so nasty.
My little kanga in there is hurting.
Yeah. Well, hurt that little thing. Okay. So anyway, getting back to what we were talking about. But we just feel like, you know, it's just dividing. And,
okay.
We just feel like it's dividing and, we don't like it.
We don't like it.
We don't like it. So anyway, let's moving on. What is going on with you?
Nothing. Just being under quarantine. You know, same thing, same old. Working out a lot, hitting the trail a lot.
What has quarantining done for you?
Well, I am working out a whole lot more. Trying to get healthy and, you know, doing the things I should have been doing as far as walking my miles and doing my daily strength training. So it's been good. I feel good. A lot of things are changing. I'm trying to make some changes in my body so that when we are able to all come together.
What's up, Sonia? Miami. So you're just taking this time to better yourself. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
Okay. So these people are really getting loud and escalating. I would imagine that the police would be around soon, because I'm sure Becky and Bobby would have called them already. There are some horrible, awful people over here arguing. Again, you guys have to see train places.
You're in the right place to say that.
Right. I know, right?
Right here. Horrible, awful. Right over there.
Over there.
Or trying to avoid.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, just take this time, you know, during the quarantining to better yourself and to get yourself together, because that's all we can do. And for those of you that can't work right now and provide for your families, my heart goes out to you. Yeah. Because we know how that feels. At some point, we've all been there.
It's absolutely difficult.
You know, but especially with children, it makes it even harder. Like when being single, like you can go without, you can eat some ramen noodles and be okay. But you know,
37 cents each.
When you have to feed the babies, it's different.
Yeah.
So I completely understand
that. I hope you're able to get some assistance.
Yeah. Yeah. Get some assistance.
Food stamps.
Don't be too proud. You're not begging. So when you're getting unemployment, isn't that like your actual money?
Yeah,
that
it's money in your bank. Yeah, it's in your work bank or whatever. That's how they explained it. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, I don't think this is gonna escalate to anything. They're just arguing over there.
About nothing.
About nothing. Just
yeah, you hit each other's car. Let's get insurance, exchange it, and move on. Cause the insurance company is gonna determine who's at fault, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I had an accident, they said it was my fault. I don't think it was my fault. It's never the person's fault whose fault you think it is, you know?
You know, but when you do a line of cocaine and then you drive.
Well, yeah,
that
is your fault.
Somebody, that is your fault.
Yeah, that is your fault.
Not saying that was you, but I'm just saying, you know.
Sometimes it is your fault.
When you ride the white horse, sometimes that happens, right?
Never ridden the horse, so I don't know. Never ridden the horse. Never even ridden the pony. Never even rode the Shetland.
The Shetland.
Never even rode the Shetland pony.
That would be
crack. They got white.
The donk crack is donkey.
I never rode the goat.
No, the goat.
I don't know. I'm just stepping it down.
Okay.
I'm
yeah.
Just stepping down the animals. Just goes from horse to pony to Shetland to
donkey.
Mini horse. Donkey. Yeah.
Donkey
mule,
to mini horse.
Mule.
Donkey is a mule.
No.
A donkey is a mule.
Oh, okay.
Is a donkey a mule? I don't know. You guys tell me that. I don't know.
So a little circle around his eye.
Yeah, the little circle.
But a donkey or a mule is made when a female, a horse, and something else mate. You know that?
So you're saying that it has special meaning.
It comes out.
I thought donkeys can reproduce. No, donkeys are sterile, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can only be produced by a horse and a something. It can be
wow,
produced.
See, that's what you don't do. Okay, you guys, if you see like an altercation, can you get our stuff out the grass?
It's not on the grass.
You don't stop and look. You keep walking. That's how people get hurt.
Big City 101.
All right?
Big City 101.
Okay, so for those people that don't react to things, if you hear something pop, you duck and you run low. All right.
Just stay low to everybody
or
else.
Just stay low.
And if you see some ketchup close by, rub it on you. So like what? And you just lay there.
And you hold your breath. But if you see a group of people running, you don't look around and ask what's going on. You take off running too.
You run too.
Okay, run hard.
Follow the crowd.
Follow
the crowd.
You grab your children.
I normally don't recommend following the crowd, but in this instance.
That's what
I'm gonna advise you follow the crowd if you yeah.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, people, what else is going on with you? Because there's a lot of police activity. Ooh, look at him.
Oh gosh.
Oh hey.
It's not me.
Oh, he's on a motorcycle.
It's
though.
Not me.
He's got a beard.
I'm looking at the sky. I'm looking
Ooh,
at
a bald head.
I'm looking at God's beauty in the sky, y'all.
That is God's beauty right there.
No.
That's God's beauty. Mm-mm. That's God's gift right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the sky.
No, boy, she's not.
Boy, the sky is. Don't get me in trouble.
She's not looking at the sky.
Don't get me in trouble.
He's on a cruiser.
I don't give a crap.
I like cruisers.
How many clouds can I count? One.
What did that guy say on House Party?
Hey.
The dad.
Hey, baby. Look at that moon up there.
Yeah, look at that moon. Mm-mm. It's sitting on a motorcycle.
That cloud looks like an angel.
Doesn't it?
I'm not paying attention.
The angel's over there riding a Harley.
Nope, I'm not. Uh-uh.
Hey. Uh-uh. My sister wants
no,
to talk to
no,
you.
No, she don't. Don't put me in that crap.
She just want to let you. She just want to catch you.
Look at that.
We're talking about Holiday Heart, if you haven't seen that.
Doggone well, that boy. What? That's so sad. That's
a sad. He just want to kiss you.
You ever watched The Simpsons? You know how The Simpsons clouds look flat right there? That looks just like The Simpsons right there.
Wow.
The Simpsons. Look, it's just like that.
Okay.
That type of cloud where they're flat at the bottom. Ooh, it's called like a cumulus. I don't know the names of the clouds, but.
Not only is she into dinosaurs. Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my
hanging.
Hair.
It's hanging.
But she's also into. Ow!
It was hanging.
But that was my hair.
It was like
some of my hair is straight.
No, it was like a strand and then a ball.
Oh my God, that hurt. Very she good. Just pulled my hair That's out okay. of my skull. The little skull. Birds
don't make a nest out of it. And you'll wow. live forever.
And I'll live forever. Okay. That, you know, you never know how weird your sibling is until you spend time with them.
Hanging out with them.
And my sibling, I'm finding out she's very strange. You never know. You never know. She likes dinosaurs.
I love dinos.
She likes pulling hair out of people's heads.
Where my dinos
and
at?
And then she tells me that the bird's going to make a nest out of my hair.
Birds do
and
make I'm going to live forever. Out of your hair.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah. You
know that.
Look, we're in Shit Alley again.
Oh, dang. Every time we come to the park, she better scoop after his little booty hole. He's just looking for a place to squat. You can tell. Why do they sniff like that?
Because they sniff. They're trying to find a spot. Oh, here they come.
A spot that another dog hasn't gone in.
Oh,
they should be going over here.
Right.
You see, they killed all that noise, too. They shut all that down.
Yeah. Because Becky and them were like, hey, guys, let's just get along. All right. So, anyway, I think she's learning how to ride a bike for the first time.
I was thinking maybe that bike was defective.
No, I think she's learning how to ride a bike at 14 over
there.
She's
pretty big to be a...
You know, I guess some kids don't ride bikes anymore.
Oh.
I guess.
Well, she needs the training wheels.
She needs the training wheels.
She, mm-mm.
Okay, so we are still in the middle of I don't know what, because I still see the helicopter circling over there. I saw two at one point. But the officers are going back and forth.
Butterfly. Wow. Oh, that was a leaf.
See? See how weird this child is? Oh, my gosh.
I am not weird. I just like nature.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I guess that's it for today.
Where my dinos at?
We're just going to keep relaxing.
Triceratops.
This weird child. We're just going to relax, and I'm gonna eat my Philly cheesesteak.
Stegosaurus. Oh. Pterodactyl.
And I'm gonna get some good vitamin D.
Allosaurus. Oh,
look at that over there.
Alligatorsaurus.
You know you like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's sitting up.
I'm
now.
Looking at the moon.
She's looking, yeah.
Like that. She looks special needs for me riding that bike.
His name's got a lot of muscles. I'm sorry. Okay, we just heard that on air.
Nope.
Dad, I told you not to listen. Mm-mm. Okay, Dad, I told you not. But anyway, we're going to go.
Stegosaurus. I'm naming it that. I'm not. Allosaurus.
Okay, she just made that up. Is that in the Alizé family?
He fed on ancient Alizé.
Ancient.
There was you got hot springs that had Alizé springs back
in. Alizé springs. So the caveman was just like, we made a snort. Okay.
I would love to go there. Alizé springs.
Alizé springs, really?
I'm never leaving.
I mean, I'd go to a vodka spring.
I'm going to take my glass. You know how like every hour it'll spring up? I have my glass ready.
Just a bottle.
Just to catch it.
Alizé. Hopefully it's not too hot.
Alizé springs. No, I bring my ice. I bring my cooler. I cool it down myself.
All
nature has to do is provide it. I make the rest happen.
So she's going to forage for Alizé. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. We're going to go because I'm at 39% on the battery life. But join us again next Saturday. Maybe we'll be
in Philly. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I'm coming to a neighborhood near you.
I know we're going to be in Memphis, Tennessee soon.
Oh, yeah.
Poolside.
The Mem.
So we'll check you guys
eating
out.
Eating barbecue.
Out there. But for now, you guys stay Swimming safe. Left. Enjoy life.
Stegosaurus.
And you know what? I have nothing to say. You can follow me.
Oopa and all.
PositiveECS.com. Okay. Bye. We love you.
Peace and blessings.
Bye.